This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Hoffman. We often say that farmers need multiple tools in their toolboxes to take on weeds, pests, and diseases. And it takes time to get new products, treatments, and hybrids through the pipeline. Many trials must be run before it can be submitted to approval by the EPA and others. Syngenta is ready to unveil a new tool that could be ready for soft launch as early as next year. We learn more right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
In the battle against soybean cyst nematode and sudden death syndrome in our soybeans, it always feels like we're constantly looking over our shoulder and waiting for them to affect our yields. These two require constant changes and rotations to keep them at bay, and that's why Syngenta is proud to talk about their new product called Victrato. It's a new seed treatment that'll give early protection against SCN and SDS, and is still in the approval process, but could be ready for soft launch as early as next year and should be ready for widespread release in 2026. Dr. Dale Ireland is with Syngenta and gives us a rundown of what we can expect with Victrato.
This new product, we currently call it Timerium. It will be branded as Victrato in soybeans, should be registered in early 2025. We may get a chance to limit or a soft launch in 25, but it'll be a full launch in 26 is what's planned. This is a new fungicide, nematicide, and it's a seed treatment that protects against sudden death syndrome and nematodes. It's actually going to set a new level of protection for multiple different nematode species that attack soybeans, as well as sudden death syndrome and suppression of some early season diseases on soybean.
Dr. Ireland echoes the sentiments of many who are talking about how vital it is to have multiple options available, especially against soybean cyst nematode.
And what we find is when you use all the tools, as you said, all the tools in your toolbox, rotation, crop genetics, making sure you use a good seed treatment, and like I said, Victrato actually outperforms anything that's in the marketplace today. So we're very excited about this, and we really feel like it'll deliver a lot of value to growers.
And SDS has been robbing yields for many years, and Ireland talks about the advantage Victrato offers against that disease.
So it protects to a higher level against sudden death syndrome. It also suppresses frog eye leaf spot through about mid-season. So it's not going to replace a foliar fungicide, but it will keep your beans cleaner so that when you do apply your foliar fungicide, you have a cleaner bean and a higher yield potential.
Dr. Ireland says that full season health of your plant starts right there in the bag of seed.
That's right. And you always want to make sure you use your plant genetics first. You want to select a good SDS bean, a good soybean cyst resistant bean, rotate those sources of resistance against SCN, and then also a good frog eye bean. But this type of a tool like Victrato is going to help raise that yield potential for the growers that need that.
Dr. Ireland says this is just the first piece in a total crop protection protocol that can be worked on with your Syngenta rep. You can learn more about Victrato and how it will work in your operation and when you can be able to use it by visiting with your local rep and finding out more information. I'm Dustin Hoffman.